I don't know. Well, it is good to be back with you. I think it was about a year ago I was here, or just after the trip, I think, wasn't it? So great to be back. Great to catch up with some old faces and people that we've known for many years. Maureen, it is so nice to see you again. It's wonderful. And I think it was about 30 years ago we saw you last. I remember because I was just starting junior school. And no, not really. No, maybe I'm not that young, but... great to be with you anyway, and our history goes way back with Bagley, and we're very blessed to be here today. So Sonia's here with me, and we've got, for those of you who don't know us, we've got three children, 32, 28, and 26. Funny names, but we like them. And since I was here last, we've had another grandchild as well. So we've got two grandchildren now, Jonah, who's seven, and Penelope, who's 9 months. 9 months, I think she is. So she's our little lady Penelope. And she's just started crawling this week. So all the ornaments start going up a little bit higher, don't they? So, but good to be with you today and just to share in your worship time. So I want to be thinking a little bit about prayer today. Let me just read you a scripture. Psalm 20 says, "May the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of the Lord, God of Jacob, protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May he remember all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings. May he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. We will shout for joy when you are victorious and will lift up our banners in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your requests. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He answers him from his holy heaven with the saving power of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They are brought to their knees and fall, but we rise up and stand firm. O Lord, save the king. Answer us when we call." May God bless his word to us this morning. Right now, I wonder if we could just roll a video and let's just take a little light-hearted look at the subject of prayer. Thank you very much, Sharon.
I remember going to church as an adult, right, for the first time when I started going to church, and I would walk in, and the pastor was like, he said, "I want you to pray with your neighbor." And I'm like, "Well, my neighbor don't go to this church. I don't know if you mean you want me to call my neighbor on the phone? That's creepy. I ain't going to do that." Right, then they explained to me, right, your neighbor is a person sitting next to you. Listen, I'm brand new at this Christian stuff. I didn't even know you're supposed to pray out loud, let alone with this lady. I don't even know this lady. What am I supposed to pray about? Lord, help these bumps go down on this lady's face. I don't know what to pray about. I don't know what I'm supposed to pray about, right? She went first. She was praying all good, and she must have been John the Baptist's little sister or something. She was like, "Dear Heavenly Father, you said in your word in the 6th chapter, the third verse of the book of Matthew, the 601st word on page 1248. Lord, you said, but seek. S is in search. E is in everywhere. E is in excellent. K is in kingdom. You are the Alpha, Nisi, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha." I'm thinking, man, she even knows his nicknames. Now it's my turn to pray, right? But I don't got the spiritual vocabulary to just, but I'm not going to let her outpray me. So I'm like, okay, God, first of all, you are good people. You know, you are good, Lord. You are good. You were good to the last drop, Lord. Because, Lord, I just got to obey my thirst, Lord. You know, because choosy moms choose Jesus. So, Lord, because, you know, as the rocket's red glare, Lord, it gave proof to the night, Lord. I believe I can fly, amen.
That's a great prayer, isn't it? I wonder what our prayers are like. Sometimes we complicate things too often, very often, don't we? And yet, prayer is just about coming to our Heavenly Father. Let's keep it simple. Let's just enjoy being in God's presence and talking to him, sharing the things that are on our heart, being honest, being open, being real before God. But sometimes we try to dress it all up with flowers and we try to make prayer so complicated, don't we? I wonder if we can pray a few prayers this morning. I'm going to get you quite involved today, so get ready to get busy in just a few minutes. But I wonder if you could just stand to your feet if you're able to this morning. And how many of you know that God isn't fazed by hearing lots of voices at the same time? Okay? He's coping with the prayers all over the world, so he can cope with us. So we're just going to do a couple of warm-up exercises just to get us used to speaking out. And you need to speak out this morning, okay? Speak it out. Now, what I want you to do is, on the count of three, let's all speak out our names and addresses, okay? Are you ready to do that? Do you know your names and addresses? Is there anybody who doesn't know their names and address? Could somebody help? You don't know your name or address. Okay, help that man afterwards, please. Otherwise, he'll be here all week. Okay. So on the count of three, we're all going to say and speak it out nice. None of this kind of, you know, Bagley Baptist Church mumbling, okay? No, not mumbling stuff. Speak it out, okay? So on the count of three, one, two, three. Station Road, Bristol, BS34, 6LP. Of course, some of you have got some long addresses, haven't you? Over there, I think. So it was a long one, wasn't it? But okay, so that was one thing. You're doing pretty good. Now, let's speak out the names of our family, our immediate family, and then siblings if you want to, as many people as you like. We're going to speak out their names this morning. And let's up the volume a little bit, okay? Let's not be shy, because everybody's doing this all at the same time. So are you ready to go? On the count of three, all our family members, okay? One, two, three. Of course, some of you got big families, haven't you? Some of you got short families, small families, but okay, that's good. Hang on a minute. Let's just take a moment just to say thank you, God, for those family members. Thank you for each one, even as we've mentioned their names to you this morning. Lord, we ask that you would just encourage their hearts, draw very close to them, those who are feeling lonely today, those who are feeling unwell today. Lord, we lift up our family members. They're precious to us. Lord, help us to be able to be those who are forgiving in our families, those who are able to shine out the light of Jesus in our families. Help us to make a difference to each one and to value everyone. Amen. Wow, lots of prayer going on this morning, isn't there? We've already prayed for, well, we've prayed for our houses, but we've prayed for our family members this morning as well. Okay, any boys and girls here, younger ones, have you got something to thank God for? Any children got something that you think we could thank God for this morning? Anyone? 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 Come on, can you come and help me here? Come on out here. Anybody else want to come and tell me what we can thank God for? What's your name?
Sebastian.
Correct. Well done. That's very good. Anybody else? Any other children want to come and... Do you got something you thank God for? Come on. Well done. And what's your name?
Zoe.
That's absolutely right, Zoe. Well done. Very good. They're very good, these children, aren't they? They seem to know their names especially. That's brilliant. Okay, so Sebastian and Zoe... Do you think that you could just thank God for that thing that you think is worthy of praise? Is that okay? Can you do that? Right, let's just pray while Sebastian leads us, okay?
Dear God, thank you for our family members, but also for our other people in the world who don't have much food and water to drink and eat. Amen.
Oh, man, that's great, Sebastian. How you doing, Zoe? You feeling nervous? Nothing to be nervous about, is there? Would you like to pray for us as well and say thank you to God for something? Could you do that? Come on, let's do it together. Do you want to hold this one?
Thank you for doctors and medicine and things that make us better.
Amen. Very good. That's brilliant. And you've got a prayer as well. Thank you, Zoe. Well done. Would you like to pray? No? That's okay. What would you have said thank you to God for? She's not sure. Okay, so we're all going to do that now. The same way, on the count of three, let's just speak out something that we're thankful for today. Can we do that? All right. It shouldn't be too hard. We're blessed. We've had bacon rolls. If you haven't got anything else to thank God for, thank God for bacon rolls this morning. All right? So on the count of three, one, two, three. Amen. I couldn't say mine because I was laughing too much because you said chocolate. That's something to thank God for, isn't it? That's wonderful. Okay, let's change tack slightly then. I wonder what concerns you this morning. What are you worried about this morning? Maybe it's somebody or something or a situation in your life. Let's just speak that out to God because he can cope with this. He can hear us and he loves us this morning. Ready? One, two, three. Amen. Cool, we went a little quiet there, didn't we? Because we didn't want everybody to know, but it doesn't really matter, does it? Because God knows and he cares all about our situations. Okay, so let's take our seats just a moment. Sometimes we make prayer so complicated. I wonder if we pray enough. Sometimes we feel guilty if we haven't prayed enough. There's this guy in the Bible called Daniel, isn't there? And he prays, he's got this tradition, he prays three times a day. I wonder whether it was kind of sunrise, you know, and whether it was noontime, and whether it was the evening time. But three times a day, Daniel would pray. And I wonder what kind of things. Maybe he woke up and he prayed, God, thank you for looking after me through the night. Thank you that I've got a new day to serve you. And maybe during the noontime, he was saying, God, you know, some of the things that I've been faced with this morning, please give me wisdom as I seek to work out some of these things through the afternoon. Give me strength to get through the rest of this time. And maybe at the nighttime, maybe he prayed things like, well, thank you for a great day today. Thank you for what you did through my life today. And may you give me great rest now so that I can serve you again tomorrow. I wonder what he prayed. I wonder what you pray throughout the day. Are those kind of quick arrow prayers in times of need? Or do you spend time just worshiping him or full of requests? Or is it about praise or praying for somebody else? I wonder what your prayer life is like. You know, we're all on a journey with that, aren't we? I'm not the best of prayers, but I'm on a journey with that. But we've got a Father who loves us and loves us to talk to him. Now, on your table, you'll see that you've got an A4 sheet of paper, and it's got a particular subject on there. And what I want you, just over the course of about 3 minutes, is as a table, create a prayer around that subject. So some of you may have the persecuted church. Some of you may have the poor. Some of you may have marriage and family. You may have education or the National Health Service or the emergency service. Thank God for the National Health. Thank God for the emergency services. And we've seen that, you know, some of the brave acts that they've been doing just lately, haven't we, in our country through terrorism acts and fires and all of those kinds of things. The ongoing challenges of the NHS. Education, thank God for our teachers and pray that they'll have a really good rest over this summer. But I wonder if, as a table, you could just work on that particular prayer around that subject and maybe all just add in little aspects to make up one prayer. So you can use the whole sheet, all those lines on there. It might be just half a page or whatever. But just work on it together and then we'll maybe use those prayers a little bit later on in the service in some way, okay? So on the count of three, you know what you got to do. One, two, three. Okay, if you could just be finishing off now, if you haven't already. You've been doing some good work there. Look at that. Wow. Well done. Fantastic. So lots of work going on, lots of different prayers being created across the room about lots of different things. Fantastic. And some of you have got praying about the poor. And here's my quick compassion plug. You knew it would happen, Paul. You did tell me. But thank you so much for your kindness with raising funds for these toilets in Uganda, because it really does make a difference. 2.6 billion people in our world don't have access to safe, clean toilets, which causes all kinds of incredible challenges, you know. We won't go into all of that now, but some of it's pretty awful. And not just the, you know, the inconvenience of not having a toilet, it can lead to all kinds of things. And so when you provide a toilet, you know, for a community or for a project or whatever, it makes such a difference, it really does. So we'll try and keep you informed as to how that's all going. And I just happened to have one child from one of your projects, 611. I think that was one project that you went and visited right out in a rural area, wasn't it? And this is Sarah Aida. Sarah Aida, she's going to be 4 on the 26th of September. And she needs a friend, £25 a month, you know, 83 pence a day. And you can change this child's life. You can give her all the help and support she needs, put a smile on her face and see her life be transformed forever. So if anybody wants to sponsor Sarah, then come and see me afterwards and she's yours. Okay, brilliant. Plug over. Okay, let's get back to this prayer thing, shall we? Because we're going to look at the story of Daniel. I mentioned Daniel just now. We're going to look at the story of Daniel. And I'm not going to preach it to you because it's my holidays as well. So why should you just sit there with your bacon rolls listening? You know, I need you to be involved as well. Okay, so we're going to tell the story together. So in order to do that, I need kind of four sets of people, really. So I've kind of got an inkling of who I'm going to use in this story of Daniel and the lion's den. So first of all, ladies and gentlemen, get in my own back. Would you please welcome King Darius Paul Jacobs? Woo! Give it up. Come along, sir. Take your throne. Okay. There's your script. And if you'd like to place your throne on your head, that'd be great. He looks very kingly, doesn't he? And royal. Not sure about that, but there you go. Okay. Great. Okay. Commands respect up there, doesn't he? Okay. So we got King Darius, all right? So we also need the administrators and the satraps. Now, I don't know what satraps are. I know what cat traps are and rat traps are and mouse traps are and all that kind of thing. But satraps, I'm not quite sure. But I think that they were really quite important people who were helping the king to rule over the land at that time. There were 120 of them. Okay, and over those 120, there were three administrators. Now, I need some satraps. I think the young people, these guys, and any other guys back there, I think that you should be our satraps this morning. Do you think so? You agree? Okay, would you stand to your feet, please, and come on out here? Three times in the story, it says they went as a group. So I want you to come as a group, okay? I want you to come over here, and here's your little script there, and I'm going to lead you through it, all right? So any other young people want to come and join the satraps and the administrators, you're welcome to come. That's fantastic. Look at them all. That's brilliant. First rule of drama club, always face the front. We're very good. You're doing it. Well done. Okay. Now, we'll get to the story, but when you speak, you need to speak up really, really loudly, okay? Now, the other group is that we need some lions. We need some lions. And I think, yes, you come on out here then, because I think you're going to be a great lion. I think Bob and Ruth make good lions, don't you? Yeah, I think so. Come on, Bob and Ruth, give them a hand. And actually, I think Sharon and Keith ought to join them, don't you? Yeah, come on, I think they'd be great lions to come and join us. Sharon, it's no good hiding behind that desk. When you need to be a lion, you need to be a lion. Come on. And so we got some lions down on all fours, please, Ruth. Yeah, okay. Steady, I haven't asked for anything yet. Okay, cool. It's a little bit premature, isn't she? Okay, right. So Sharon hiding over there? Yeah, okay, come on then. Oh, he's too busy watching that. Okay, so maybe Roger could come up then as well, because Roger makes a good lion. Where's Roger? Come on, Roger. Well done. Give him a hand, all these great lions. Fantastic. And, we need the main character, don't we? We need a Daniel. And I think, I just need a name to come to me. I know, Lester. How about Lester? Why doesn't Lester come? Come on, Lester. You're the only Lester here, mate. Come on. Very good. Lester, I want you to come and get over here, please, and this is your house, okay? So if you just stand here for a bit, there's your lines there, okay? So not yet, okay? So we're going to tell the story of Daniel, and I'm hoping that everything is going to go really well. So I'm the narrator, so you've got to follow my lead, okay? I want you to really act it up. So as I'm saying stuff, okay, I may point to you, I may just encourage you to do something, but come on, use a little bit of your drama skills, okay? So do you think they can do it? I think they can do it as well. Okay, so if you want to follow this story, it's in Daniel chapter 6, okay? So here's the story. So King Darius, thank you very much, appointed 120 satraps together with three administrators over them. And Daniel was one of them, okay? Now, you remember that Daniel had been taken into captivity from his own land. So he was a stranger in a foreign land. But while he was there, he found favor with the king. And he was the kind of person that would work hard. It didn't matter what his circumstances was. He kept his integrity and he worked hard. And he was honest and he was trustworthy in everything that he did. But of course, you know, the king thought he was such a good guy, he wanted to give him rule over all of the kingdom as well. That's pretty cool, isn't it? Yes. Very good. That's it. Good. Very good. So the satraps, however, were very jealous. They look really mean, don't they? Okay. They were really jealous, and they tried to find grounds to bring charges against Daniel. But because he was so trustworthy, he's good. So because he was so trustworthy and neither corrupt or negligent in his responsibilities, they were unable to do so. And finally, they said, top line, ready? One, two, three. Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Did you hear it? Okay, now we got to do that again, okay? Now you got to say it in a way that is like really angry, okay? But all speak together and say it out loud together, okay? Hold it out there, just this bit, very good. So hang on. Okay, finally they said... Right, hang on there. We got to work on this. Can I have this microphone? Is that okay to use this mic? Is that on? Where does it go on? Push the end. Let you do that. There you go. One, two. There you go. Okay, so hold it out. So now try and say it all together. Okay, let's have another little practice. Okay, finally they said...
This man Daniel, unless it has something to do with the law of God.
Very good. Give him a hand. That's fantastic. So the administrators and the satraps went as a group to the king and said,
O King Darius, live forever. The royal administrators, satraps, prefects, advisors, and governors have all agreed that the king should issue an edict and enforce the decree of anyone who prays to any god or man except to you, O king, shall be thrown into the lion's den.
Did we all get that? Very good. Lions! What a scary bunch of lions. They've all got big smiles on their faces, okay? All right. Try just to keep to the two roars, okay? You've got a script here, look. It says, roar, okay? Just the two roars, okay? Okay, so they finish up. They say, shall be thrown into the lion's den. Thank you very much. Give them a clap. That's good. Well done. Okay. Now, when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room, okay, where the windows opened towards Jerusalem. Three times a day, he got down on his hands and knees, and he prayed, giving thanks to God, just as he had done before. Then these men, these satraps and administrators, sneaked up as a group and found Daniel praying and asking God for help. Then they went to King Darius and said, in a very whiny kind of way, yeah. Yeah. First rule of drama club, okay? Don't put your back to the audience, okay? Right, let's just try that again, okay? They went to King Darius and said, in a whiny kind of way,
Daniel, who is one of the exiles from Judah, pays no attention to you, O king, or to the decree you put in writing. He still prays three times a day, and you hold him to the throne until I am dead.
Well, when the king heard this, he was greatly distressed. He was determined to rescue Daniel, and he made every effort until sundown to save him. But the administrators and the satraps reminded him that the law was binding. So the king gave the order, and they brought Daniel and threw him into the lion's den. Not yet, okay? Yeah, I'm giving you an extra raw here, okay? I know you haven't got a big part, so I'm just trying to add to it a little bit, all right? Roar, can I hear you roar? Oh my goodness, they are scary lions, okay? So King Darius gave the order to throw him into the lion's den, okay? And so they brought Daniel. Where are you? Come on. You should be bringing Daniel to throw him into the lion's den. King Darius, you're a little bit scared about this, aren't you? A little bit upset about this, so you should be over there as well. Okay? So you've thrown him in. Okay, so the king says to Daniel,
may your God, whom you serve continually, rescue you.
Well, a stone was brought and placed over the mouth of the den. And the king returned to his palace, very sad, very distressed, because he really liked Daniel. He didn't eat that night. He didn't want anything to eat or drink. He didn't want any entertainment. He didn't want the dancing girls. He didn't want the jugglers. He didn't even want to play his favorite game, which was karaoke, especially the Britney Spears Hit Me Baby One More Time version that Darius did at the Pop Idol, you see. So he didn't even want to do that, because he used to do that every night. His idol, Darius. But he was very, very sad, and he couldn't sleep. Couldn't sleep at all. He's not even on his bed. My goodness, you can't get the staff, can you? He couldn't sleep. He was very restless. Yes, he rolled from side to side. Unable to sleep all night. But early the next morning, he hurried to the lion's den and said,
Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to rescue you from the lions?
And there's Daniel. He's there in the midst of all the lions, stroking them. Very good. And Daniel answered,
O king, live forever. My God sent his angel, and he shut the mouths of the lions. They have not hurt me, because I was found innocent in his sight. Nor have I done any wrong before you, O king.
Well, the king was overjoyed and gave orders to lift Daniel out of the lion's den. In fact, he was so happy, he did a little dance. For quite some time. In fact, he was so happy. He was so happy, he decided to do his favorite game, which was karaoke, the Darius Pop Idol version of Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Do you know, no wound was found on Daniel because he trusted in his God. Now, at the king's command, the administrators and the satraps who had falsely accused Daniel and all their families were thrown into the den of lions. Go on, get a roar, roar. The Bible says they hadn't even hit the ground before the lions got hold of them and ground their bones. Serves you right, you rotten lot. Then King Darius wrote to all the peoples, nations, and men of every language throughout the land and said this:
I issue a decree that in every part of my kingdom, people must fear and reverence the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and he endures forever. His kingdom will not be destroyed. His dominion will never end. He rescues and he saves. He performs signs and wonders in the heavens and on the earth. He has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions.
Fantastic. Give them a big hand. Come on. Come on, team. All line up. Hold hands. Hold hands. Come on. Come on. Come and get your reward. Line up. Come on. Line up. Line up. Line up. Line up. Line up. Come on. Line up. Hold hands. That's it. Are you ready to take the bow? Okay. Encore. I can't do that again. Thank you very much. Wow, isn't that amazing? What a great story. That Daniel in the lion's den is one of my favorite stories. And the thing about Daniel is this, that he was faithful in a very difficult circumstance. Being away in a far-off land, sometimes we find ourselves in difficult circumstances, don't we? And yet, as Christians, God wants us to continue to do what we know is right to do and to keep on with a good attitude and serving him to the best of our ability. He wants us to keep on trusting him. And that's what happened to Daniel. He trusted in the Lord his God. He trusted that God was able to protect him. Even just a couple of chapters before, his friends Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were kind of thrown into a very hot fire because of a similar situation, really, because they wouldn't bow down to an idol. And yet they trusted in God, and they said this: the God who is able, God is able to rescue us. And even if he doesn't, we're still not going to bow down before a false idol. You see, they were passionate about God, and they had no compromise in their life, and they wanted to fully honor God. And that was the same for Daniel. It says when he heard about this decree, that anyone who would be found praying to another god would be thrown into a den of lions, he went straight away back to his house and he prayed 3 times a day as was his custom. And God honored Daniel when he was in the lion's den. He sent the angel to shut the lion's mouths and they became like little cats, didn't they? But so Daniel was safe and released from all harm as well. What a great story. Okay, now we've been working on some prayers. How are we doing for time, Paul? Oh, we probably need to be finishing about now. Is that right? So I wonder, are there 3 people? Let's have one of the teams that are praying for the government. Have we got a spokesperson from there? Who was praying for the government? Which table? Yeah, okay. And have we got somebody praying for refugees? Which table was that? Yeah, that's great. And then what about marriage and family? And then also for Bagley Baptist Church. Somebody from one of the Bagley Baptist Church. Yes, please. Could you guys just come out? Would you be happy to do that? And just read those prayers for us this morning. And then while they're doing that, maybe the band could just come back and just get ready just to do a song that we can just respond in our hearts to. Is that okay to do that? Fantastic. Okay. Okay, let's pray about these things this morning, shall we, church? Okay?
Thank you, Abba Father, for calling us into your kingdom. We praise you for what you are doing in our lives. We praise you for the plan of redemption from the beginning to the end, you are weaving a perfect pattern, only visible to those who know you. Thank you that our righteousness is in Jesus. We lift our government up to you, Lord, and ask for wisdom and strength in the coming times, for protecting the unborn and for our dealings with Israel and with the churches of our country. We lift up the government. We lift up the governments of oppressed countries, Father, and ask that mercy is extended to the Christians of those nations. We thank you that our words do not go void, but will perform the purpose for which they were spoken. Thank you that you are always, always faithful. This we ask in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for marriage and family. Thank you that they are the building block of society that you have ordained. Encourage their formation, we pray, and give inspiration to parents. Lord, we pray that you would honour by giving time for families in our society, that you would keep them together. And Lord, we ask that you would protect them by law. And Father, we ask for your forgiveness where our law has changed to undermine families. Lord, give wisdom and skills to parents and single parents. Lord, we pray you would break down the generational differences of misunderstandings. Lord, we pray that you would restore children to their families, especially the Nigerian children that have been pulled from their families. And Lord, we lift up all broken families. And thank you that you say that you will place the lost in families, and we ask that your purposes would be forthcoming. We pray for communication to be restored, not through devices, but that it would be spoken and it would be tender. Lord, we ask that you would shine your light again on marriage and family. Amen.
Father, we pray also for refugees. Father, we pray that basically that the peace in their land, wherever they're from, whether it's Afghanistan or Syria, or wherever it may be in the world, we ask for peace. And we ask for acceptance in where they end up in the world, that the people will draw them in and look after them and help them settle. And we pray for the suffering churches in their lands, that the Christian churches particularly we bring and raise up to you. And we pray, Lord, for the people that are scattered from their countries. We pray that the people where they settle are able to provide food and clothing and shelter and make them feel very welcome. And for the people that are left behind in the particular countries, we pray and lift them up for their safety in those countries. We also pray and come against the misinformation that is coming out of their own countries, where we are being misinformed of what is going on. And those that have been left their countries and those that are still in their countries, we lift up them and ask for you to provide hope. Father, we also ask for somebody, anybody in whichever countries they settle, will come alongside and teach them about Jesus, to bring them into a place where they can receive salvation and prayers. And Father, the ones that want to resettle back in their own country, we ask that you make a way that they can be resettled and be back in a place of peace with you. Amen.
We pray for us as a church here at Bagley. Father God, we thank you for our elders and their wives, and we pray that you will lead and inspire us as we think of the future here at Bagley. Thank you for Mark and Jane for all their gifts, and we ask that you will use them in your service here. Thank you for all who serve you in this fellowship, who strengthen and encourage us. Help us to be a light on the hill to the community around us. Amen.
Thank you so much. Okay, maybe you could just lay those on the stage there. Because what we're going to do now, we're just going to sing a song and a kind of response to this morning. And what I wanted you to do is just take a post-it note that should be on your table. If you've not got one on your table, just pinch one from somebody who has. And this morning, let's just lift up somebody before God. Just write the name of that person. It may be somebody you're praying for to know Jesus. It may be somebody who you know is sick right now and just needs a touch of God's healing in their body. It may be a child. It may be a teenager. Maybe another loved one, a friend of yours that you just is on your heart and you just want to pray this morning. And what we're going to do by way of responding to that, we're going to just bring each of those names to the cross this morning. And as the band play for us, what I'm just going to ask you to do is just bring out that name and just stick it to the cross. Because when Jesus hung on the cross, he knew all about these things. He understands the hurt and the suffering. He understands the weakness and the pain. He understands the situations. And in some way that we can't understand, really, his shed blood and his broken body dealt with all of those things in order that in coming back to life again, he was able to provide wholeness and healing and forgiveness and cleansing into our situations. So just take a moment just to write a name. The team are going to lead us in worship, and then just begin to come out and stick those post-it notes on the cross, and we'll leave those people in God's care. Okay? Let's go for it.